morning, sir, and how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. Yourself?
Oh, doing just fine. And before we get started, what is your name, sir?
James L. Lauer, L-A-U-E-R.
Okay, L-A-U-R.
L-A-U-E-R, sorry about that.
Okay, sir. Okay, let's see.
Do I have it?
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Fawanis will be conducting your hearing, sir, in just a few moments, so just hold on, and he will be right with you, sir.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate your time.
Mr. Lauer, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can, sir.
Well, hold on. I don't have the microphone on. How about now?
Yeah, I can hear you better, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Just give me 1 second.
Where are you, sir? Is this Lewis? Yes, this is Lewis. Yeah, he's at Lewis, and we didn't show him. We showed you. Yeah. We showed you as being at Yuma. You moved, sir?
Yes, I did, sir.
Okay, we were just wondering. Thank you, sir.
I apologize for that.
No, they just didn't get the paperwork to us. This is fine. No problem. Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, James Lewis Lauer, L-A-U-E-R, 143-477.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on what looks to be November 21st, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I will be representing myself.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. This morning, we're authorized for a two-member panel. With me is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'm serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Lauer and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, Your Honor.
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions of phase one by vote. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Now, please, again, understand this is only the first phase of your hearing. During the second phase, you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail.
Yes, sir.
I will go ahead and read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or are probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 12L, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about October 5th, 2017 for the task lab report dated October 6th, 2017. Mr. Lauer, is this true or false?
It is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Lauer's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Just give us 1 second, Mr. Lauer, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Lauer, we're going to move on with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Mr. Brady.
Mr. Lauer was released from DOC on January 5th of 2017. He was arrested on October 10th of 2017 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on October 10th of 2017. He has a CSED of January 20th of 2018. Reflects zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2011. Aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. 2011. Armed robbery, 7 years. Prior convictions, 1999, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 1999, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2004, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2004, aggravated DUI, 3 years. He has 3 terms with DOC. His CUIR scores are 2-3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 3. He has no gang affiliation. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS release completed, 4 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with violence noted. He has no other arrests. He has a community risk score of a G5 V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Lauer. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to VBRE Housing Treatment Program in Phoenix. Is that where you maintain residence for the entire time of your supervision?
Yes, Your Honor.
It says you were self-employed. Were you working?
Yes, sir, I was.
What were you doing, sir?
I was employed employing 3 people at Innovative Marketing Group, LLC.
That sounds very enterprising, and we certainly commend you.
Thank you.
For your work spirit. We have some programming notes. Looks like that you have some history with drugs, in
yes,
particular
sir.
Methamphetamine and morphine. Again, it's the beginning of the day, but I will say we hear a lot of this, so we're not sitting here on our high roses. We hear a lot of drug problems, so we recognize that's a problem out there that that a lot of people are struggling with. You were reinstated and returned to supervision with special conditions in August. And if I'm not mistaken, the board ordered your return upon the first positive diluted mist and suitable for testing unexcused UA. You tested negative for illegal drugs after that date. And then on August 29, you failed to produce urine specimens, a task.
I was on that. Am I able to speak?
Yes, sir.
On that particular day, that was a few days after I was reinstated, and when you show up to VBRE Housing, you're on a 7-day cool-off period where you're not to leave the facility. I was doing urine analysis tests there. They all showed up clean. I spoke to my parole officer, told him I'd been testing there. He said, "Has your color came up?" I said, "Yeah, it came up. It came up yesterday, but I'm not supposed to leave the facility for 7 days. He said, "Well, just I'm going to excuse it because I know they don't let you leave for 7 days. Just go to task," and it was clean. On the UA that's in question, the one that was diluted, I had over, did you guys receive any of the information that the CO3 faxed over to you guys?
Yes, sir, we do have it, but we just received it this morning. I don't know what the...
No, I
do apologize for that.
Okay, but we just received it this morning, but we do have it.
The UA that's in question that's diluted, I was hospitalized for kidney stones on 19th Avenue and Bethany Home Road. I was taken by ambulance from VBRE, which is in the VBRE notes, as well as I had faxed over the hospital information saying I had 2 kidney stones, one 2.7 millimeters, the other one 4 millimeters, and I was directed to drink plenty of fluid. I also have a letter from my doctor. I passed the last kidney stone the day after the diluted at the doctor's office through a strainer of some sort. I was clean the day prior to the dilution at VBRE, and I was clean the day after the dilution at TASC. I have a letter from Building Blocks Counseling, which is the counseling arm of VBRE, that I had faxed over to you guys saying Mr. Lauer was engaged during sessions and seemed focused on learning new skills to enhance his life. Mr. Lauer was 100% compliant with the rules of the program. When you guys reinstated me back in August, I had taken the time when I was in Whetstone to get my life back in order as it spiraled out of control with the drug abuse and mental health issues. And I continued that behavior once I was released to Vivre. I passed every UA at Vivre, which would be 10. I passed every breathalyzer, 4, at Vivre. Every UA was clean at task. On the day of dilution, it was not my task color day. My parole officer, Jason Lister, came to my office where I was employing people as my scheduled visit. It was not my task color day. I had slight acne on my face. My parole officer questioned my appearance, and I said, what are you talking about? And I went and looked in the restroom, and I did have a little bit of acne. I still have it on the side of my, well, it's healing now. And I said, what's your presumption here? And he said, are you using? And I said, absolutely not. I will go take a UA today, immediately, sir, to build good faith with him. As I was proud of myself, I received a text message from Mr. Lister the week prior saying, big game, James, so proud of you, because I had passed a UA on Friday and I had passed a UA on Monday. I was doing everything I was supposed to. I thought I was building good faith with the parole officer by saying, I'll go take a UA immediately. And when my task color comes up, I limit my water intake on that day as to not dilute. But being wanting to please him and show him that I was doing good, I rushed right down to task. I took the test, and it was diluted. I believe it was diluted because of my kidney stone issue that I've been dealing with. They were going to shoot some laser at the stones to break them up because they wouldn't break up, and I hadn't passed them yet. And as I said, I was 100% compliant everywhere the board requested me to be, at Building Blocks, at Vivre. My behavior was consistent with everything that the board would want from a reinstatement parolee.
Okay, Mr. Lauer, I do appreciate how you've articulated yourself, and I'm going to ask a quick question from our community corrections officer.
Oh, sorry.
And I think we can probably move through the hearing fairly quickly. Mr. Grady, there are certainly circumstances in which it's appropriate for the board to make that or set that condition that upon their first positive, diluted, etc. In this case, if an individual had been that compliant, had one diluted over a medical issue, is it your experience that the parole officer would be lenient?
Whatever the board stipulates.
No. If we hadn't set that stipulation.
He would be lenient. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Wright, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay, Mr. Lauer. We're going to move through this fairly quick. Do you have anything else you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion? And you gave quite a good statement. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll make this quick as to not take up any more of you guys' time. If I were given the opportunity to be reinstated or released, I will do everything that I had already previously done. I do not want to be a disappointment any further to my family, my friends, to you guys, to anybody. I'm exhausted, and I just want to live, you know. And I have some mental health issues, I have some drug abuse issues, and I found a positive place in Vivre and Building Blocks, much more so with Building Blocks. I got with a good therapist there, and I just look to get back there and, start my life again. Thank you so much, and I do appreciate all your guys' time, and I apologize for the inconvenience.
Thank you, Mr. Lauer. The board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, but it is the two board members having a discussion amongst themselves before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, I will come back to you shortly with a decision.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Lauer. The board is now into discussion. Mr. Board Chairman, I think after looking at the document, and again, I'm coming at this as one voting board member. I recognize we have a limited panel. I'm willing to consider reinstatement based on Mr. Lauer's overall performance under community supervision. I think he does have a plausible excuse, if you will, for the dilution. It looks like that he was clean before and after. And I think what I am going to recommend this time, with 2 months left of his community supervision, and that is a recommend placement and successful completion of a program that offers substance abuse treatment. I'm going to just make a footnote for the PO to start revocation. I'm not going to quite check it. I'm just going to say
at his discretion.
At the parole officer's discretion. Perhaps a little flexibility might be appropriate in this case. So that's my motion.
Second.
Just 1 second. Recommend substance abuse treatment. Well, I'll check it, but then I'm going to put a star at parole officer's discretion. And I believe that motion is carried, sir. Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Okay, Mr. Lauer, this board has voted to return you to community supervision. Let it not be said that we're not fair-minded as individual voting members. We do want to see people succeed on their community supervision and parole. I think these are some unique circumstances. We're going to put some discretion in the hand of your parole officer, and we just hope that you continue to behave well under the conditions set by the program. You're still on community supervision until January 20th, 2018, which is not that far away, so are you okay with this?
Yes, sir. And although it is short, I do want to make you guys proud, make myself proud, and my family and friends that have supported me throughout this time, throughout my whole life. And I do really, really, I know it's the holiday season, but I just want to say thank you for allowing me to go home during this time. And I will make you guys proud, and I do appreciate everything.
Well, we wish you the best, and we hope not to see you again under these circumstances. So continue with your productive life, and have a happy holiday season.
Yes, sir. Real quick, the CO3 would like to speak to you that's sitting here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much again, and I do appreciate everything. I will not disappoint.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Are we still here?
Hello, sir.
Good morning,
yes, sir.
Sir.
Yeah, are you ready for Mr. Valenzuela?
Yes, sir.